Welcome to Astral Manifestation Ascension. Now, I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of a door. You may construct and design this door from your memories, or you may choose to rely on your imagination. Creating a door that is uniquely yours. Take your time. Make sure that you like it, because we are going to use this door very often. When you are ready, I want you to walk up and open that door. And as you do, step into the room that is enclosed by the door. It is a very unusual room, because there is only one piece of furniture in this room. A reclining chair that looks very inviting and comfortable. This is your very own astral room. A place that only you may enter. And each time you want to manifest something in your life, you can come here to do so in your personal safe haven. You walk over to the chair and sit down on it, pushing it back into a reclining position. A feeling of relaxation immediately washes over you. And you find yourself recalling some of the pleasant things that have happened to you in the past month or so. As these thoughts run through your mind, you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation, and your body feels heavier with each second that passes. Soon you feel completely relaxed, and your mind is ready to accept the suggestions that I am going to share with you today. Imagine if everything you touched turned to gold. How rich would that make you? Endless wealth will be in your possession, just like how the ultra-rich seem to be. And this gift is often known as the Midas's touch, a gift that is sought after by everyone that wants to create wealth in their lives. You too can possess the gift of the Midas's touch. But in order to master this gift, you must understand the downsides. Everything you touch turns to gold, so you must be careful what you touch. You must choose wisely. And you have this inner wisdom in you that will tell you which opportunities to go after which ones to drop. Listen to your inner wisdom. Opportunities are everywhere. The important thing to do is to spot the right ones that align with your true self. Your highest self. Your most successful self. The version of you that knows the kind of success you want. The rich often have a master plan for their success. It clearly guides them on what kind of opportunities they should allow into their lives. And not just allow them to freely take on any opportunity out of curiosity or greed. Set your inner compass. Your subconscious already knows the direction to take. The ultra-rich are able to become wealthy because they know what they want. They know what they are good at and are passionate about, and make full use of it to generate the wealth that they dream of. You can do the same too. Just like how Bill Gates started Microsoft with a vision, and Warren Buffett enjoys mulling over the profitability of a company that he is thinking of investing in. When you know the kind of work that you like and want to do, you will build an empire out of it. That, my friend, is your very own Midas's touch. You gain a clear understanding of the things you are working towards, the things that invigorate you instead of drain you, and you will be able to distinguish for yourself which opportunities are more likely to make you successful and wealthy. It will take some practice to master, but your Midas's touch is uniquely yours. You may find that it takes a little bit of adjusting and tweaking before you become fully adept at spotting the right opportunities. But each time you feel like you are stuck, come into your very own astral room and take all the time you need to immerse yourself in the images and scenes that you have built in past sessions. Renew your confidence and clarity. And the universe will conspire to bring you to the right doors to open. As we come to the end of this session, I want you to slowly bring your attention back to your astral room. You may not consciously remember the things that were said, but your subconscious will automatically assimilate them into your mind. As you look around the room, you find that the images you created in your mind during the session are now hanging as pictures on the wall. And each time you enter the room, these pictures will gently remind you of how your dream life will be like. And even when you leave this room and come back to reality, your mind has already imprinted this new way of thinking deep within you. When you are ready, I want you to imagine standing up from the chair. Open your eyes and take a moment to adjust to your surroundings. You have now completed today's session and feel rejuvenated and ready to manifest your dreams.